Introduction. I knew almost immediately that I had made a big mistake by marrying my high school sweetheart. We got married on a Friday night. It was November 13th, 1971, and I was 19 years old. That next day, we left Arkansas and headed for Syracuse, New York, where he was stationed with the Air Force. At about Cincinnati, Ohio, Danny admitted to me that he had just been released from drug rehab. I stared at him for a long time in disbelief. I knew he tended to drink too much on occasion, but drugs? We had been apart for about a year since our year-long high school romance, but then we got back together and spent hours on the phone and had spent the 3 weeks leading up to the wedding together every day. I thought I knew him so well. My only question after that awful admission was, did it work? He said he did not know yet. In my family, you married for life, for better or for worse. I spent 4 years going through the for worse part. We were just too different and probably too young. I could not see a way to make this work for either of us. I dreaded more than words can convey having to admit this to my mother, who had been against the marriage in the first place. I was thinking about that on one Wednesday night as I was driving home from midweek Bible study. How could I get out of this mess? Was I really going to have to live like this for the rest of my life? But when I arrived home and walked through the kitchen door, there was my husband of 4 years standing between some girl's legs while she sat on my kitchen counter. Although the sight of the two of them made me furious and then sad, I also realized very quickly that my problem was solved. My marriage was over. He left that night with only his clothes. My mother was much more understanding and supportive than I had feared. We had no idea what to do or where to start. So she hired the best lawyer in our small town. A week later, I was sitting in his office with Danny to my left. Mr. Barnes did not really want or need to hear the details of the last 4 years or what had happened last week. I am sure my mother had filled him in. But what he said, I still remember to this day. He leaned over his desk toward Danny, and looking him in the eye, said, "I'm happy to meet with you together here today, and I'm happy to help you both get through this. But when push comes to shove, I'm her lawyer. Am I clear?" I think Danny was surprised and maybe a little intimidated at the directness and almost threatening nature of that statement. I was thankful for it. There was little to divide, and we were divorced in pretty short order. Danny went along with everything recommended by Mr. Barnes, and there were no problems. Afterward, I told Mr. Barnes how much I appreciated him and what he had said that day in his office. He had helped me more than he knew. 16 years later, as I pondered what classes to take for my second year of law school, I knew I had to take family law. Not only because of my own experience in 1975, but I had also previously worked in two different family law firms as a legal assistant, and I had found the work to be interesting and helpful to people. I also found that, much like me in 1975, people did not know what to do, what to expect from the divorce process, or how to prepare for it, sometimes making the attorney's job just a bit harder. The family law class at the University of Oklahoma School of Law was taught by a well-known family law expert, and was a lot more complicated and detailed than I had anticipated. Those in the class knew that if we could get through that class, we would be prepared when those divorce cases came through the door. After law school, I worked in small firms in Norman, Oklahoma, and in Denver, Colorado. These firms emphasized Native American law, but family law cases came in regularly, and I was considered the resident expert. I was ready for those cases. In 2004, I opened my own office to deal exclusively with family law matters. It was during these years that I realized that not only did most clients know little about divorce, they also were not prepared for what was about to happen to their lives and finances. There was no authentic guide available to provide the vital information for their divorce journey. So, as their attorney, I felt an obligation to take extra time to explain how they should prepare and walk them through the actual process, the possible outcomes, and what to expect afterwards. And yes, that is the job of the attorney. But I also knew I would at some point develop an authentic blueprint for future clients to help make their journey more meaningful, less traumatic and destructive, and to benefit the family as a whole. I have written this book in hopes of doing exactly that. This book moves chronologically through the divorce process, from your first decision of malcontent through the trial to, if necessary, post-trial issues, parenting and co-parenting, and finally, how you can move forward after the divorce in being single and in handling your next real relationship. I have included 3 appendix items for your review as well. Appendix 1 is a compilation of every state's attempt to provide self-help forms for those that file their own paperwork without the aid of an attorney. In most cases, these forms are free and easily accessible for your use. Appendix 2 is a state-by-state guide for residency requirements. This is especially important information if you plan to file your own case. Appendix 3 is an easy-to-follow guide for gathering the information that may be necessary for any financial statement that you may be required to generate for the purposes of property division, maintenance, alimony, or child support calculations. Having this information identified and gathered prior to beginning your divorce will certainly save you time and money as the process goes forward. You may be under the impression that this is a book to encourage you to get a divorce, but truly, that is not the intent at all. In fact, I would encourage you to take every step to save your marriage, if that is possible, but to never settle for less than love, respect, and fairness. The right therapist or counselor can be incredibly helpful in finding these aspirations for you and your family. Rushing a decision on whether to end your marriage is usually the last thing you should be doing. An incredibly wise man once told me that if you wait long enough, something will happen to make the decision for you. I have found this to be absolutely true in all kinds of situations, including marriages. But especially where your welfare, as well as the welfare of your children, is concerned, it is best to take very measured and well-thought-out moves as you proceed. Once you have truthfully weighed all of the pros and cons of your situation, if you find that you have no choice but to proceed toward divorce, I am hopeful that you will find this book helpful and informative. In the following chapters, you will discover strategies that will show you the options to immediate divorce, guide you to a fair and equitable resolution if divorce is unavoidable, help you to develop a parenting plan that is in the best interest of your children, teach you how to regain your happiness and self-worth. I know how painful divorce can be. I have been there. I have gone through it and have reinvented my own life successfully. My hope is that you will be able to move forward from this painful experience with a new and fresh perspective for your new life to come.